Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 324. Today we start the discussion of the SBSS of a new group of organs and tissues. This large group is containing organs controlled both from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex. Therefore, you should have a general idea that all of them have got two controlling centers. That means the trophic control or the control of the bulk of the organ is by the cerebral medulla and the movement of the organ is controlled by the motor cortex. Therefore, we can conclude that all of them are muscles having motor or movement related functions also. We are going to take up today the first organ in this group, and that is eyelid muscles. Each eyelid contains three main muscles to control its movements. There are two muscles in the upper eyelid only to open the upper eyelid. One, the superior tarsal muscle responsible for involuntary opening, and the other, levator palpebrae muscle responsible for voluntary opening of the upper eyelid. The orbicularis oculi muscle in the upper and lower eyelid controls the closing of the eyelid. When the eye is elevated, the levator palpebrae muscle responsible for voluntary opening gets contracted and raises the eyelid, and when the levator palpebrae muscle relaxes, the eyelid closes automatically or passively. Orbicularis oculi muscle in both upper and lower eyelid actively closes the eyelids by their contraction to protect the eyes from injury and excessive light. The eyelid muscles also control the blink reflexes. Blinking action of the eyelids moistens the eyes and the cornea by using the tears produced in the tear glands. The oily substances secreted by the eyelid glands protect the eyelids from drying out. The eyelid muscles are attached to the tarsal plate that gives the eyelids their shape and strength. Out of the three muscles of the eyelids, the levator palpebrae responsible for voluntary opening and the orbicularis oculi that controls the closing of the eye are all consisting of striated muscles originating from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. The superior tarsal muscle is responsible for involuntary opening of the eyelids. What is to be specially noted about the eyelid muscles is its brain level control. As already told, the levator palpebrae muscle responsible for the voluntary opening and the orbicularis oculi muscle that controls the closing of the eyelids both have two separate control centers in the cerebrum of the brain. The nutrition of the muscles, called the trophic function, is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the movement of the eyelid is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. Another point to be remembered is that there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the eyelid muscles of the right side are controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and the muscles of the left eyelid are controlled from the right hemisphere. I told already that the superior tarsal muscle responsible for the involuntary opening of the eyelids is a smooth muscle. It is controlled from the midbrain. Since the levator palpebrae muscle and the orbicularis oculi muscle have different functions and different biological conflicts, we will be discussing both of their SBSS separately. Then you will find that the medical conditions affecting each of them are also different. Let us start with levator palpebrae muscle. First, we will discuss the biological conflict linked to it. It has two aspects. One is not being able to keep the eye open because of extreme fatigue, working night shifts, etc. The other is not having kept the eye open at the right time. Might be because one was wide awake, or one has missed a red traffic light or an important visual message. The last mentioned situation can occur from the distress one gets having understood that he missed an important warning on a blackboard or a screen, or when one has overlooked something of importance, like some significant points in small prints in a contract he signed. There are certain professionals who are more susceptible to suffer these types of conflicts. They are policemen, detectives, pilots, professional drivers, persons who are responsible to attend monitors or other devices used for specific observations, etc. The other possible biological conflicts related to the levator palpebrae muscle are not being allowed to keep the eye or eyes open, or not wanting to keep the eye or eyes open. These situations can occur either when one is prohibited to see or watch something, or when one is wanting to avoid seeing some distressful thing, respectively. Here, whether one's levator palpebrae muscle of the right eyelid or left eyelid should be affected is determined by a person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. Friends, here we break for today. Tomorrow we'll continue with the SBS of the eyelid muscles itself. Please wait for tomorrow's Global GNM Health Tips Day 325. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.